Oh, another guy. Okay, first thing I want to say is that it's a gewaldig zechus and a kavod for me that my great uncle, Rav Dr. Zachariah Dershowitz, is joining us. Okay, so Maisa Simin Resh Mem Zayin is not so many halachas, and it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch feels the need to give us a whole simin and a ganze hakdama just specifically about the milas and the schar of mitzvah tzedaka. And that's what you see in the Torah, whole arichas bringing maimer after maimer chazal of the gewaldige milas and segulas of mitzvah tzedaka and the schar for mitzvah tzedaka and the terrible einish and the terrible oven of being misalim from tzedaka. And you know everyone saw in the Torah and the Maisa in the Sifri Halikutim that they bring the Ma'amarim on Tzedakah, and hundreds and hundreds of Ma'amarim on the Milas and Gemaras and Midrashim, the Gvaldiga Mila of Mitzvah Tzedakah and the Chaymer of Mitzvah Tzedakah, that like you saw in the Torah, it's Gedoyla from Kala Karbanois, that in Kise Yisrael Metchainer Elabit Tzedakah, in Yisrael Negolan Elabit Tzedakah, Kala Ha'mayla Me'enu Mimenez Nikra Blial Kiwa Oved Avay Dezara. Ad kedei kach, that the Rambam, and this is Takanak brought in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam in Perek Yud, the beginning of Perek Yud, Mehilchos Matnas Aniyim, which is in Sefer Zoyim, so the Rambam there says, the Lashon of the Rambam is that Chayovin Anu Lizahar B'mitzvah Tztaka Yeser Mikol Mitzvah Ese. More than any Mitzvah Ese is a Pella. Pella Nera, I don't think it's so Kalkach Yadua, but the Rambam says that Mitzvah Tztaka is a Mitzvah you have to be Zahar more than any other Mitzvah Ese in the Torah. Huh? The Torah does bring... And like I was discussing with Yo, you know, he was learning Hilchos Yichud. We learned Hilchos Yichud a few months ago. So like Hilchos Yichud, Yair Gevul Yavar, Isser Dereisa Pashtas, and you know it's hard to find in the Torah where the Isser Yichud is, where the Makar for Isser Yichud is. And this is what the Torah points out, that Mitzvah Tzedak is repeated over and over again in the Torah, and we'll see in the Hemshech of the Simanim the different Nafkeminas between Ish Mitzvah, Nasan Tite and Pasayach Tiftach VeChazak Taboy. So Baruch Hashem. So it should be a zchus that we could learn the pratim hamitzvos, because be'emes the pratim are rabim heim, and we'll see in the hemshech a lot of dvarim that are not, a lot of things that are not clear, dvarim mesubachim, and so we should just be zeichet to work it out. Now, so in terms of the milas of mitzvah tzedaka, we could spend the whole zman just discussing, you know, all the gvaldig inyanim in mitzvah tzedaka, which we won't. I'll just spend 1 minute on one nekuda in the mila mitzvah tzedaka that I noticed teich dvarim. It seems to be one of the yisoides, what makes mitzvah tzedakah shtickle different than the other mitzvahs, and what gives it the gvaldige chaymer and the gvaldige maila over other mitzvahs, that tzarech lizahar more than other mitzvahs. So the chinuch in mitzvah tafayin ches, which is really the lav, because the mavur here is also, if you don't give tzedakah, you're even aver alois asei, to not give tzedakah. So the chinuch says, it's mavur there in the chinuch, that the Torah is not just worried about getting money to the ani. Make sure he gets his money. And if you don't give him his money, so you're being over in the lav. Chinuch Lir says, because the Edmets, what's the Lashon Akra by the Lav? Loisa Amet says, Lavavcha, Loisikpa says, Yodcha. Don't close up, clench up your heart and close your hand. So Kanireh, from the Lashon of Loisa Amet says, Lavavcha, so the Chinuch learns Prat in the Mitzvah. Al Tashlir Olecha Midas Hakilos Vahanivla, Avahachin Lavavcha Al Kapanim Midas Hanedivus Vahachemla. And that's what he says also in the Mitzvah of Tztaka, in Tafayin Tes. Lasset Tztaka Besimcha Vetuv Levav. And the Maisa, that's what stated in the Rambam also. The Rambam says for our mitzvahs in the Loisa Seirei Shalom Beis by the Isser of Loisa Amitz Salavcha, it's Azhara Miliknois Midas Hakilos Vachzarius. So more than just making sure that the Ani gets his money and being worried about if he doesn't get his money, it seems that the Torah is Makbid over here, the mitzvah Satzaka is more than just a mitzvah to be Mamsi money to an Ani, but it's a mitzvah to be Kaina, a Midah of Nedivus, and a Midah, the Midas HaChesed. And that's what the Rambam says in that mitzvah, that you have to be Zohar in mitzvah tzedaka more than other mitzvahs, because mitzvah tzedaka is the siman that we're from Zera Avram Avinu. That Yekiyadu Avram Avinu is the Amar HaChesed. And that's what the Torah brings. One of the milas the Torah brings, that Kala Oyset tzedaka, Kala Noyset tzedaka, Kilu Mala Kala Aretz Bechesed. And I thought that maybe that's the Pshat in the Torah. The Torah in the Hemshech, at the end, towards the end of the Torah, the Torah says that one of the milas of tzedaka is that it's Mekareves Sarachaykim, Umerachekes Sarachaykim. And he says a paledig thing, that Amun and Mayav Be'etzem were craving to Kal Yisrael. And they were nidchak from the Shechina, they were pushed away from the Shechina because they were Maneats from Tztaka, from Kal Yisrael. So you see that it's, meaning it's Makarev to the Shechina and Machrik from the Shechina, you see somehow this mitzvah is something that's supposed to be Poyal on the person, and by being Maneats, Poyal on the person for the other way. It's something that's going to be Kaveh on a person, the Midas Anadivas or the Midas Achzarias. And that's why I saw in Avas Chesed, in Perik Yud Zayin, in the, when he's talking about mitzvah staka, so he says an amazing thing from the Chesed Lavram. He says someone who's stuck in learning, who can't figure out pshat and taisvis or pshat and the Gemara, so you give staka, and the source of staka, that's a school to understand the learning. The Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim, is a safer Avos Chesed, so he has a chiluk there on staka and meiser. How much do you have to give? It depends how shver the taisvis is. So you see that vector, that somehow mitzvah staka is something that's makara person to Torah, to Havanas HaTorah, to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So ulai al derech zeh, we can understand a little bit the chaimer of the inyan. And the emphasis is, I thought it's before, like you see, we're gonna see in the hemshech that even an ani who has no money, so that he al yimna mishlis shashakal, we'll see there's a shir, even an ani has to give money. So what the ani is gonna give is gonna make a difference. But what we don't need his money for him to give another ani. And the emphasis is two aniim could trade money. So what did they accomplish? Just keep your money. So it seems that the Torah is makbid on the meisin asina to be koveya banu the midas anadivas, the midas of Avraham Avinu. So the mice on the mitzvah of tztaka, we don't make a bracha. So the Rashba, there's a famous Truvus Rashba in Chayot Alfsim Yidches, he speaks about a lot of different mitzvahs that we don't make brachas on. And the Rashba there says that mitzvah tztaka is not totally in you. Mitzvah tztaka is only in the Makabal. If the Makabal doesn't accept from you, so then you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah, so you don't make a bracha. Al pi darkeinu, I was just thinking that maybe the pshat is azoy, that the emes, maybe Chazal wanted to be meir, that it's the mice in the scene is not the mitzvah. So we don't make a bracha on the ma'isa nitzina. That's not the etzem mitzvah. The etzem mitzvah by tzedakah is to be kind of the midas anadivas. And on that, there's no ma'isa, so we don't make a bracha. Ulay. Okay, so that's the... What's that? Then you rest your tzedakah, yeah. Yes. Right, so I'm saying, circle safe, getting money to aniyim, right, is going to be a mitzvah, right. Okay, ulay, since there's also a kiyim without the ma'isa, yeah. Okay, so ma'isa is like this. This is the hakdama. Ma'isa, we're going to see all the pratim and priti pratim of the mitzvah of nisina tzedakah, nasan tita, and psayach tiftach. We're going to see all the pratim, all the shiurim, how to give, when to give, how much to give. But the ma'isa, what's mavur here in Shulchan Aruch and in the Torah and Parashas Re'eh, that there's also a lav by not giving. So the gedarim of this lav, that's taka not so clear. The gemara is there's basically very very few gemaras, very little gemara, and the rishonim, the gedarim of this lav are not clear. So we're going to speak now a lot of interesting sfeikas about this lav. That even if a person's taking care of himself in terms of his chiyuv, how much staka to give, his meiser, his chaimish, he's worked out. But the meiser, what about the gedarim of leisa amitz? And we find in the paiskim a lot of very very interesting sfeikas. Meaning bechlal, if a person just sits at in his house, and no aniyim come to his door, he doesn't know of any aniyim, he doesn't get any letters from the vada rabbanim, nothing. And he just doesn't give staka. He just lives his life, doesn't give staka. So is he over the lav? If a person knows that aniyim exists, but they didn't ask him, he knows that down the block there's an ani, but no one asked him. Is he over the lav if he doesn't give him staka? Or no, is maybe it's just like maybe kipshuta shel mikra, that if an ani comes and says, give me money, puts it out his hand, so then we say, don't loisa amis yetzeyotcha, loisa amis yetzeyotcha, l'sikba yetzeyotcha. When is the aveir chal? We'll see, there's going to be minafka minas ladina l'cher. So Rav Osner and Shevet HaLevi, he has a truth about this, and he says a chiddush. He says he wants to say it's a machlokas yushainim. And he's medayik like this. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in that list, the Rishon base, the Lashon Rambam is Shaloi Lemenoyat Stokam Ha'evyoinim Acha Sheneida Chulshas Inyonam Yecholteinu Lahachzik Bohem. Since we know about the Chulshas Inyonam, we know about their weaknesses and their problems, so then you're around the lav. So it's mashma. So you want to say in the Rambam, it's mashma, just knowing about them is enough. Even if they don't knock on your door, a person just sits at home and doesn't give tzedakah, he's over a lav. Even if they know, that's what he wants to be like. Oh, right. But it's mashma, you akabonim have to know, right? And then he wants, and there's a Rashba in Shvuas and Daf Chafei. There they're talking about making a neder, making a shvua not to give tzedakah if it's chal, if it's not chal. So the lashon of the Rashba brings from Balei Taisvis. The Dafka Kishel Ani Shoyel Mimenu Tzedakah Hashta. Then Mush Balitano. Then you're a mechuyev. Hala Ani Da Alma Shvua Chalalav. You can make a shvua. The Enu Chayv Lechas Ula Farnes Ani and Bemadei. So the way he quotes this Rashba is that the Rashba sheet is that until the Ani comes and asks from you, you're not going to be over on the lav. You won't be behind the mitzvah, but you won't be over on the lav. So, but lemaisel acher iyan lechayr yesh ladon b'dvarav, and it's not. I don't think it's really clear. There's b'chal machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam. Nice like this. The Rambam, he's quoting the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam in Yad in Perek Zayin, in Perek Zayin halacha aleph and halacha beis matanis matanisin aniyim. So there, the lashon the Rambam is a little different. Here, the lashon the Rambam is this is the one place where the Rambam mentions the lav of leisa amitz as the lavcha. So there, the lashon the Rambam is kol ha'roye ani mevakeish tzedakah ve'eino noisin loy. You see him asking. So then over belav zalisam, then you're over on the lav. So here it's mash, we have to talk a sin on the asking. So even though in a chanami the Rambam doesn't say he's asking you, maybe you could even if you see him asking, you know, somewhere else, but see it's mash, we have to mamish sin on it. It's not good enough to just have the idea balma. So that kol haroya ani mevakish staka in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, if you, he's not asking you. That's a shayla, right? The Rambam pashtus even means if, but smash, we have to see him before you're asking, not just the idea ba'alma. Like,
I see him asking you. That's already the
time. Right, but you have to see him asking. Maybe just the idea ba'alma wouldn't be enough. If I'm sitting in my house and I don't see anyone asking, the fact that I know about him could be is not enough. Oh, so what do you mean? No, because
I see him and that's how I know.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's not 100% clear in the Rambam that he's not asking you. Rei ani mevakeish could be he's talking about asking you. But even if you say it's someone else, when you see him begging, so then it's called imot alev when you see him begging.
See him
now.
Well,
yeah, in a chanami, so you'll say it's an acher, but you see him before you in front of you begging. So you see an ani begging, then it's a lot. Bechlal, I think it's mashma the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, a different, you say, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos is mashma, that taka, a person who taka sits at home, and he's mis'alim in atztok, that's the Lashon Rambam. A person who sits at home, he's not mit'anyin bechlal, he doesn't think about anim, he doesn't check if there's any anim around him, could be his neighbor's anim, no one asked him, he doesn't see it, but a person who lives his whole life, and he's mis'alim in atztok, avad is eiron olav, of Samus Lavcha, he closed up his heart, because in a normal situation, you should go look outside, you'll see some anim. A person who's bechlal mis'alim in gansin. So even without seeing a bakosh and an outrayus, then you're over in the lav. That's it's mashman the Rambam that you're bechal. You've been kind of the midas achzarius of the Rambam. The Rambam, I think, in the Yad is saying a different yisaid. That even I'm misudar with my tztaka. I give every month to the gabbai. I give to vada rabbanim. I give to this one. I give meiser. I give money. I give tztaka. I'm not misalim in tztaka. So I'm not over on the lush, what the Rambam saying is sefer mitzvahs. It's not nakuda that when you see befoil and ani being mevakish, so you have to take a chelik of your meiser money, of your most stuck on, you have to give some of it to the person who's mevakish. Meaning, I think so both are true. The Rambam is saying if becholi is a person's totally misali from stucker, becholi from true, you're over on the lav. But there's a nachat tonight that if you see an ani asking, you have to give part of your stucker money. So im kain, I'm not sure if the Rashba is really chelik, because what does the Rashba say? The Rashba also says if he asks you and you don't give, you're over the lav. So the Rambam, I think, is masking to that. If he asks you or if you see him asking. So maybe there's a machlokes if he asks you or if you see him asking. But that, if there's a clear bakasha, so they're both masking. Now, all the Rashba says, but aniyim be'ir acheres, is that you're not machoyev to go to Madai. So I'm not sure if the Rambam's chalik on that. The Rashba is saying you don't have to go to Mekoimus Merchakim to find aniyim, to go look out for aniyim. So it could be the Rambam's masking. You don't have to go so far. You don't have to go searching to ir acheres, to Medina acheres. But you can't be misalim from what's around you to see if there's aniyim around you. That I'm not sure if the Rambam's chaylik. The ma'is, it's interesting. Lashon Akra, the pasuk says by Lois Amitz, the pasuk is makdim. Ki yevcha evyon me'achad echecha be'achad she'arecha ba'artzecha. Because mash, we don't have to go to other lands and go to far-flung places. So it could be that's takalukuli alma. Mash ain kain to be misalim from what's around you. So that could be also lukuli alma. And again, when there's a bakasha to you directly, so then it's certainly going to be a lav of Lois Amitz. So this is the question. This could be a machlokes. If you see him asking, you mean you see next to you someone asking, it could be according to the Rashba you're not over, and according to the Rambam you are over. That could be a machlokes. Because the Rambam says if you see him being mevakish, you're over. But the Rashba says until he's mevakish from you. Right. Even if you see him being mevakish, until he asks you personally, it's mashu for the Rashba. But I'm just saying, lav dafka is the Rashba chiluk on the Rambam. He doesn't speak about it there, but it could be he's masking to the Rambam that a person who's Thomas Allen from Stuck, he never gives Stuck his whole life, he's also going to be over the lav. You don't see in the Rashba necessarily, he's chiluk on that. That what? No, so that's what I'm saying. It's talking about a different person. I'm not misalim. I'm misudr with my tztaka. I give every month meiser. So punkt, I see a person, but I don't want to give him. I'll give someone else. But I'm misudr. I give my meiser every month. So there could be takan out over lefi the Rashba until he asks you.
No,
because I'm not a person who's misalim. I give bereichav leiv.
Yeah, but why saying I give meiser? What does that have to do with my tztaka?
No, no, I'm saying let's not Meiser. I forget about Meiser for a second. I give my shear. We'll see. There's a certain shear how much tzedakah to give. Maybe it's Meiser, maybe it's less, maybe it's more. I give my, I'm a kaim my mitzvah tzedakah. There's a shear to mitzvah tzedakah. That's clear. Assuming that there's a shear. We'll have to see in the Hemshech Lesiman, but assuming there's a shear to mitzvah tzedakah, I'm mistader with my shear. Every month I give the pashas the chiv kvi hesek yodai, as much as a person can afford. We'll have to see Meiser, chaimish, what the chiv the race is. But as long as I give, so I'm mistader, so then I shouldn't be over the lap. Okay, so Lemaisa, like this. Akopanim. Not Baruch Hashem, it's really unfortunate, but Maisa, we don't have these issues. You know, we have Aniyim all around, constantly asking, constantly money. So Yesh Lodin, Zechar, a person came in Misa'al Megantzin, and what's clear, Kuliyam, is if he comes, an Ani comes and asks from you, so you're going to be over on the lav. So the question is, Hagufa, that we're going to see in the Hemshech that there's a shear to Mitzvah Tzedakah. It's Batsim Akalafi Inyan, how much a person can afford. Let's say for a standard person, it's Maisa or Chaimish, whatever it is. So a person gave his Maisa already, gave his Chaimish. So I was Makayim, I Mitzvah Tzedakah. And then the Ani comes and asks for me, so am I going to be over the lav now? Meaning, Batsim, the asking you have, he's putting out his hand to your face. But I gave my shear ready. I gave my chiyuv tzedakah ready. So am I going to be over? Am I going to be over?
The Rashba, what's in the Kuda that Mesugal is saying that it's going to be Nifka, the Ani? So what's Shayach that now that it's here presently that the Ani is asking?
Because that's more mugder as I'm closing up my heart and my hand. If you see him being mevakish, that's already machay, more of a machayah. To have a midas on a divas and to open up your hand and give it stuck. So seeing him before could be more of a machayah.
So therefore, if he was talking
yotzi, so the question is your yotzi shir. Then is it called loisa amitz? I gave what I have to give. Zehu. So Maisa is a shtickle topic about that. The Aruch Chaim has a parish on some simanim shulchan aruch and rishon letzion. And this him and he's mistapik about this shayla. Person who gave his shir tzedakah, he's misadir. So then he doesn't have to give taka everyone who asks. So he's mistapik about this, and he's taka noita that there's no chiyuv. And I thought it was a shtickle meduig again. The Rambam also. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Hey, the Gemara says the Rambam brings it. If you don't have money to give, so you have to be mafias with words. So the Lashon Rambam there, Shikol Diuk, the Rambam says, Kol she'ein b'yodcha litein loy, if you don't have in your hands litein loy, then you have to be mefayis in bedvarim. So I thought it was a little kefal Lashon, the Rambam. Kol she'ein b'yodcha. Why kol she'ein b'yodcha litein loy? So maybe it's mashma, kol she'ein b'yodcha meaning you don't have anything. Here is kol she'ein b'yodcha litein loy. I have money in my pocket, but not litein loy, because I already gave my shir. Shikol Meduik, maybe in the Rambam. Mais I saw... Or not, right. Show them for it. Copy the pious, it's only a chiv when it comes, and I say, listen, I don't have money to give you, but allow me, then you have to be fine, speak up.
That's not a word in the Divis Alev, it's a word in.
Well, it's also a shtickle in Divis Alev, I mean, this is Nichlal, Mitzvah. The Maisa the Gemara says that Godlah Mephaisa Bidvarim, it's a bigger mitzvah to Mephaisa with words than with money.
So, what's more, the salary, closing up your heart, you see someone else or comes after you? In both cases, you know, I
need. No, but you could hear that it's worse if he's money you directly.
You know someone needs it and you still
have. Okay, I hear. So it could be. Yesh Lodin. Lemaisa, though, so Lemaisa, this is a shtickle suffix in the Paiskim. Lemaisa, this is, I think, the Mashmos of the Rambam. I think in Avas Chesed, you have to look over there in Perak Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, a few times, I think it's Mavur.
You dig it out?
Say, you can
like,
too bad. There's a lot. I don't care if you need money. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. Lemaisa, some of the Achrenim say, if you have money in your pocket, you have to give it to them. If maybe you'll starve to death, not. But you gave my tzedakah. What's the whole inyan of a shir tzedakah? We'll see in Amshach. The whole inyan of a shir tzedakah is that you don't make yourself an ani. Parnassas atzmai kaidin. But lemaisa, some of the Achrenim learn, even if it's going to be matzchak and you can't really afford it, you're going to be chaser certain things. But lemaisa loisa amitzat vavcha, you have to give. So that's what the comes the rishon letzion is nitiya is no taka b'chia gavna. That since it's going to be machzer from my parnassas atzmi, I don't have to give. And that's, I think, mavur like that in the Avos Chesed from Chafetz Chaim Perek Yud Zayin. That's what I saw b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. They bring b'shem Rabbi Yashiv, same thing. If a person's mistader and he gave already his chiyuv, so then there's no. Oh. So what about setting aside? Right. So lemaisa l'chayu you still have because you didn't give it yet. Maisa, I saw b'shem Chaim Perek Scheinberg. So he writes. They say b'shmoy one of his talmidim wrote a sefer on Hilchos Tzedakah. So he says that he told him that we're going to see in the Hemshech there's Hilchos Kedima in Tzedakah. You have to give your relatives, Talmid HaChachamim, there's different Kedima. So if I take my Maisim, even if I didn't give it, and I set it aside, let's say for Kraven, I have a brother who needs money. So Zak there, then, even though you didn't give it yet, there's no Loisa Ameitz. Saving it for a Kedima in Tzedakah, which is Mihilchos Tzedakah, So I don't know if this is so pasha, but that's what he says.
Agreement. You give it to this organization.
So if then there, yeah, then right, then echanami chayav should be a problem if you didn't give the money. So right, so you have to give them. So lemaisa hazeh. So like the shayla is, what happens with manenu when you walk down the street or in a shul and you're asked 3,000 times a day from kol mini different types of people for tzedakah? So you have to give every person. And what about all the letters? You get 3 letters a day from the vad this and vad that. So it's a tviya from an ani. Oh, so yesh ladan. Is that a tviya? Is that not a tviya? So the maisa, so azai. So if you already gave all your maaser and you gave your tzedakah for that month, for that year, however you chashben in that place, so nechanami. So then the chayra, lefi harbi poiskim, your taka mekom. That's what we're saying here. B'shem Rabliyash, another poiskim. That taka, you wouldn't be mechayir. Shaila is very often a person's holding that he was not mistader this month yet with his stock. He didn't give it yet. And like you're saying, he's not saving it tafka. He just maybe set it aside, maybe not. So you have a chiyuv to give every person who puts out their hand. So as not to be over the Isra of Loisa. I mean, stocka you'll take care of. You'll take care of next week your stocka. But what about right now, being over a lav deraisa of Loisa Amin Slavach? So, Lamaisa, there's a lot of cheshbainas. And a lot of reasons why l'chayra there's no taka no chiyuv l'maisa for every single person, even if you didn't yet give your full shiur. L'maisa, one of the big inyanim they point out is that unfortunately there's a lot of ramayim walking around, a lot of people who betzim are not mugdar as aniyim. So meila for these people wouldn't have to give. So now l'maisa, the halach and shulchan aruch we're going to see in the hemshech and reishin and aleph is that if a person asks for food, you don't check, you just give. If a person asks for other tzrachim, so you have to check him out. So l'maisa, most of these people are not starving, l'maisa. They have food to eat today. Most. I mean, I call a few Indian. So if he's asking Stam for money because he can't afford things, but halacha and shulchan aruch, you have to check him out. So the question is, do you have to like go do a personal search background check on every person who puts his hand out in gula? So l'chayra yesh ladan. This is what I saw b'shem some of the poskim b'shem Shevet Halevi that chal that the muchzik your mind, and b'chal that since these types of aniyim, you're really only mechuyev to give a small amount, a pruta, a shekel, half a shekel. So Meila Kenzan, there's no chiyuv to check them out, and there would be no chiyuv to give everyone. What, right? Tanagurot, right? And there's other things that Yish Ladon, in the beginning of Reish Nun Aleph, it says there that someone who's not Shem Torah Mitzvah B'mezid, someone who's Oyver Avirish B'mezid, is also no chiyuv. So that also, you have to be careful, because B'zmanenu, there's a lot of Tinoke Shenishbu, could be they're not called Avarian B'mezid, so then that wouldn't be a heter. We're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, a guy that asks, certainly when he's amongst Yidden, and even separately, Pashas is Mefarnesin Aniyah Goyim also. Yeah. So this is the Shaila, that they're muchzik to be, if there's a lot of Ramayim around, so the question is, you wouldn't have to check everyone, and before a person is mistaken, if you already gave his Maisha, then of course, and even if we set aside your Maisha for Kraven, that would be
Hatter. But you have to know that there's a lot of Ramayim.
What? So right, this is what, I didn't check the Matzias, I mean, that's what it seems to be also, but unfortunately, that seems to be the Matzias. What? Yeah, Nechanami, I don't know, Nechanami. So this is the question is, the question is on these types of people, is there a Chiyuv Bedika? Since a person, you only have Mechiyuv to give a tiny amount, is there a Chiyuv Bedika of that whole amount? Meaning an Ani who's not Machzor HaKapsachim, someone who privately comes to you, that's a different story, you have to give more than a Pruta, you have to give him what he needs. But here is Machzor HaPsachim, so the suffix Shevet Levi says Pashtus wouldn't be over. And the Maisel is another Nakud. If a person just sitting on the corner and asking, but he doesn't go directly to you, just everyone walks by, he's just asking, that's another Shaila. Then it's maybe that's B'chal Haroya Ani Mevakish. So maybe that's a Shaila. It's only B'chal Yediya. It's not B'chal Bikr. So maybe that might be telling him Machlokes Yishayim. Could be the Fida Ramba. Could be according to the Rashba, you wouldn't be over because he didn't ask you directly. So that's another cheshbon to make, and that's why I saw b'shem, also b'shem Rabbi Yashar, they tell me these letters are b'chlal not directed to you. It's like a general call out to anyone, so that's called like just a yediyah, not a bakasha. It's like a yediyah shalei b'fanav, so you have no chiyuv to give to each one. And the ma'isa by the letters is another tzir, and this is all in general, that pashtus loisa ametz, the lav, is only when the ani asks you. But if it's a gabbai tztaka or some organization, they're going to give to the aniyim, so on them, there's no loisa ametz. That's tztaka. What's that? Because it's not the ani bitzar who's coming and telling you I'm bitzar. I mean, you have the idea that you have, but in terms of the bakasha that he's saying I'm poor, help me, and you're being an achazari to him, you're not being an achazari, this guy's fine. He's just trying to help out other people. There's the shtickle safik, then a tia, the most place, the messar, a bloy, and say, friend, no chastach, and he's taka meta that shouldn't be, for a guy by tztaka, it's another tier of akh upon him that you wouldn't be mechayev to give each one.
What if the rabbi lived there and they walk around doing bakashlech and they
Right. So Maisa in Shulchan Aruch the halacha is that for mezonos you're not allowed to. You don't ask. You don't check. You have to just give.
And people back his lechem.
You don't have lechem. Yeah, lechem. Yeah. Why not?
Even if that's the derech of the Rambam.
That's how they're Rabbi Yuk, they know the halacha.
No, it's
how
they have to go. They
ask for bread.
The street corners without shoes, with bags, and they want you to put the leftovers that you just finished your sandwich into the bag. And they hope that they're also.
They get some money too.
But that's how they all stand. That's how they're Marrakesh, with bags.
For food.
People that just
we'll have to see.
Bags,
so, here. So you have to know about it. I need a gun. Here.
This is the
Mahalach.
And it happens on the street corners. You buy. You buy red light, and so in the back, they come to you and
they
ask
you
a question.
So there's another kuda, dangerous, another kuda. The place can say bachal, that a woman is not over bachal in this life. So we'll see in terms of her chiyuv, the pashtas, her chiyuv is really she's giving mamon abal because of nichsei malug. We'll see next week, mitzvah Hashem. The pashtas, she has no egin chiyuv to give, she has no money really because her maisi adel is labayla. So Mela, she's allowed to give a little bit, but there's pashtas, no lav bachal. So certainly, if someone comes knocking on the door, she doesn't have a chiv to open the door because Maisa have all the sveikas. Could be it's a gabbai tztaka, could be it's a ramay, and you only have to give a little bit. And the Maisa klapei isha, so there's certainly no chiv for her to open the door. But fact that sometimes the shayla sakana, they're afraid to open the door. Who knows what it could be? So, and certainly there would be no chiv. Okay, so Maisa, this is all about derech limud tzchus. We're talking about a limud tzchus. The person shouldn't get hacked to Maisa every day has to write out 37 checks for half a shekel for the letters and for every. But this is not we're not looking for eitzes not to give tzedakah and bechlal. When Ravozna has a tshuva about this and he says all the heterim not to give every single person, he says l'maisa you saw rachmanim v'nei rachmanim and as much as you could give a half a shekel, give a few 30 agarot, a shekel, whatever you could. So then for sure yotzei bechlal days. Yeah. So there's. No, because he's called a machzor al psachim. He's not just by your house. That's called a machzor al psachim. He's going from door to door to door to door. The only time you have to give more is a person who's secret about his poorness. And he comes just to you and he says, I'm not machzor al psachim, I want you to help me. We'll see that chilek hopefully next week, 2 weeks, whatever. That's a machzor al psachim is only if you have to give a machzor. So, okay. So, Maisa, I just want to get to this other Indian here. In Sif Dalid, the Rama brings the Isser. There's an Isser. Deraisa, Loisunasus, Hashem, Parshas Veschanan. You're not allowed to test Hashem. What does it mean, not allowed to test Hashem? You're not allowed to make Cheshbonis. Oh, let's see if you could do this, Hashem. I'll do this. I'll give money to. I'll do this mitzvah. I'll do this better if you do this for me, Hashem. Don't test Hashem. Loisunasus Hashem. It's a big sugya. There's a lot of shitas in the Shainim. Bechlol, you're not allowed to test Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zok, the Rama over here. Basically, three shitas in Shulchan Aruch over here, because the Gemara on Daf Tes and Tainus is Mavur that with Tztaka or some type of Tztaka, you're allowed to test Hashem. So the Ramal here brings three shiitas. Either dafka for Meiser Tevua, because the Gemara there brings Psukim. Gemara says, the Pasuk in Malachi, Havius call Meiser Beis Hashem, Uvchanunin of Zeus, so that you can test Hashem. But the Pasuk is talking, Havius call Meiser, Pashas Meiser Tevua. So is it just Meiser Tevua? Or and the Ramal brings two other shiitas that even for Meiser Ksafim, a person who gives a tenth, or another shita, that's the shita of the tour, that's the first shita that Rama brings. If any tztaka I give, I could say, listen, I'll give $10 to tztaka, I could be Menasa Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you'll do this for me, if you'll heal my my grandmother, so then I'll give $10 to tztaka. It's not Meiser, and it's not Meiser Tzua, but it's tztaka. So these are the three shitas.
That says tztaka means
Meiser Ksafim, yeah. That's
that. Not Meiser Ksafim?
Not tztaka. No. The Rama. The first shita in the Rama. The first shita in the Rama is you can be Menasa on old tztaka. That's the Torah, Pashas, any tztaka, not Meiser. Then, what are you talking about? No? What's the first? One second.
The
Asr Lenasa Kodesh Baruch Kim Adar Vazeh, Shnei Baruch Kim Adar
Vazeh. That's the reference to the Mechaber and said tztaka?
Torah.
Yeah. The Mechaber didn't say tztaka. The Mechaber didn't say didn't say anything about Nisayim.
I didn't say what he's talking about.
Right, so I'm saying it's two shitas. He brings the first shita, like the parentheses. We're going with that. The Torah says tztaka v'yeshayimim only meiser, and that's what it's machlokes. It's the base yosef from the Torah. The Torah says any tztaka, and the base yosef says no, only meiser. And then comes the pischei tshuva and brings from the shlah that no, bechal you can't do it. Odafka meiser tvuah. Oh, and then there's another shayla. Could you test for anything only for oisher? Because the gemara, the pasuk pashtas means arikayis chem bracha lida with for parnasa. So the shayla of the shayla is the gemara in Tainus, and the ma'isa the gemara there. The emesis, the pashtas. You read the gemara. It seems like the shlah. The gemara just says ma'isa brings all the pesukim. The pesukim are certainly. Thank you. The pesukim are all talking about. Are all talking about ma'isa? The pesukim in Tanakh are talking about ma'isa tvuah. So Maisa, it's not clear. Taka Rir Shulchan Etz with the Shlatain is. The Gemara is all talking about Maisa Tua. So it's not 100% clear, but Lamaisa, it's like this. The Gemara, when it says a heter to test, it brings from this pasuk in Malachi, v'chanunu no bizais. But the Maisa is, it's mavur, that the drusha that Rabbi Yochanan brought in the Gemara over there of Aser to Aser, that's Pasha's not a heter to be Menasa, it's just a haftacha. Aser, you'll beat this Asher. The Maisa, in some Rishonim, it's mavur, that in that pasuk alone, it's mavur the heter to be Menasa. Aser b'shvil to Asher, and you can test me on that. So if you learn, like Taisa says over there, that Aser to Aser is teaching us Hilchos Maiser Ksafim, maybe Midaraisa, we'll see, if there's a tzad like that, then okay, then we already have a little bit of Makar in the pasuk for testing, at least for Maiser Ksafim. But the first sheet in that I'm offered, Staka Ba'alma, I mean, the whole Gemara says Maiser, Maiser, Maiser. So what's this? Taisa's also. Taisa's introduces Maiser Ksafim, but everything's Maiser. So where do we get a tzad to matter for any tztaka? So the Maiser, it's like this. The Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Avos Chesed, so he says, a good thing. That the Gemara brings a pasuk in Malachi. B'chanun Yerubi Zoyis talking about Maiser, in the Chanami, talking about Maiser Tua. Says the Chafetz Chaim, who is Malachi? Malachi is who Ezra. It's Mavur in the Gemara that Bezman Ezra, Maiser Tvua was the Rabbanan. So anyway, it wasn't real Maiser Tvua. So it's Mavur in the Gemara, Zog Davos Chesed, that it's not a heter that for this mitzvah deraisa of Maiser Tvua to matter. Elamai, the Gemara is saying that the Navi was Magala, there's a Gili, maybe a Kabbalah they had, Halacha Moshe Sinai, that Klapi Mitzvah Tztaka, Soif Kol Soif, the only deraisa it is, it's Tztaka. So Klapi Mitzvah Tztaka, there's a heter to be Unasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's the Rembes in the Pasuk. Maybe it was Nirmaz in the pasuk. B'glal ha'davar hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling me there's a tenai. I'm going to give you a mivarech you. So Meil the Avos Chesed himself, Chavetz Chaim Paskins, based on that for Meiser, he says for Meiser Ksafim, you could be Menaseh. I think the Aruch HaShulchan, based on what he's saying, Ulai based on what he's saying, says no, there's no Sfar L'Chalik. Because once we're just saying that the Meiser Tua is only the Rabbanan anyway, so Midaraisa, there is no such thing as Meiser Tua Midarabanan. Midaraisa didn't exist. Elamai, there's a Giloi that for any Tztaka Midaraisa, there's no Isra, L'Nasa is Hashem. B'glal Dabar Azayi, V'rach Hashem L'Kecha. So the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says, there ain't Sfar L'Chalik. And the Meiser, that is the first Shita in the Ramah. The Dark Cloud, the rule is Stam V'yish, we go with the Stam. The Stam in the Ramah is that any Tztaka. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Taka says like that. So okay, the Meiser, it's a... You have to be careful. We're playing with a leish nasu. So for sure, with Maisik Safin, that's a Chavetz Chaim Paskas Davar Chesed. You could do it. Maisik Darach Shulchan says that you could do it even by regular tztaka. But Maisik, I saw Stam in Eitza that they bring B'shem Chaim Kanievsky says instead you want to just avoid the problems. Instead of saying if you'll heal my sister, then I'll give tztaka. If not. Instead of being Menasa, so he said you could just say a different nusach. When my sister's healed, I'm going to give $100 to tztaka. So then you're not being Menasa, you're just being Kaveh Azman. So that's what you're saying, you're when that Zman comes, I'll give it to Tztaka. So then you get out of it, okay. But after the point,
you don't have the mitzvah yet, though.
What's that? Then you're not, right,
we don't have the mitzvah yet.
You're losing the haftacha.
Right, the haftacha is when you give it. If you give it to Tztaka, you'll be saved. You can't say when I can say it to Tztaka.
No, because the whole idea of Menasseh means I'll say, when I get the Yeshua, I'll give.
Right, so you won't be Menasseh, but it doesn't mean that you have a guarantee.
Right. Nechanami, you're losing the guarantee. Nechanami. And that's the Pasha, that's the whole idea of being Menasseh, that when a person is an Eis Tzara and he needs a Gevaldig Eschus, so he said, B'chanuni na b'zois. So Al Kapanim, Ladina, the Chavetz Chaim says, L'maisi, you could do Maisik Safim, could do Menasseh Hashem. Avadah is all by Eis Tzara. Without Eis Tzara, we'll see. The Pesim say, Avadah, you should always say, B'li Neder, and don't be Menasseh anything. Gevaldig Eis Tzara. So then the Chavetz Chaim certainly says, Ksafim, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, Al Pi Dvarav, L'chari, you could even be Mekel, like the first day in the Ramah, to be Menasseh with all Tztaka.
The radio is actually